Now, broadcasting on StarWorldWideNetworks.com. It's time for Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Let's tap into your own authentic genius and live the life you desire. Join Dr. Rademacher for an enlightened conversation about our brain intelligence, our body intelligence, and our energy intelligence. And now, here's your host, Dr. Art Rademacher.
Welcome to Prescription for Your Transformation, real people, real conversations, and real success. This is Dr. Bart Rademacher, the doctor's guide, and it's all about health optimization. And for years, I've been bringing all these incredible people, these incredible voices, sharing with you all sorts of strategies that you can utilize in your life so that you can optimize you in whatever dimension that is for you. But this last year, I've been really focused on the knowledge that I've been able to uncover by all these other brilliant individuals, you know, scientists and innovators and entrepreneurs with a wealth of knowledge in regards to health optimization. And certainly, there's such an incredible demand nowadays, you know, for understanding what's actually available to you so that you can get back in the saddle, or for the first time, be in the saddle of your own future when it comes to health. Because without that knowledge, without that information, without the insight, and essentially without that motivation to do something about your health because you don't have it, right? Then you're not going to be doing things to improve your life and your future health history. And so it's relevant that as a consumer, that you begin to discover the things that will make a big difference for yourself. But therein lies the challenge, right? Who's believable? This is a term that I got from Dave Asprey at his last biohacking conference. You know, who's truly believable in offering you the information that's going to make the difference for you? Because once again, look, we live in a consumer-driven country or world, if you will. And, you know, we're not talking about, you know, corporate America and that kind of stuff, because everybody gets kind of in a tangle when you talk about corporations. Look, we're all consumers. And so for the consumer to have the product, there has to be companies that sell you this stuff. Well, obviously, they're going to promote their product or service and declare that they have the best kind of product. And in certain situations, they may actually have the best product, but it might not be for you. And so therein lies the rub, right? You know, how to determine, unless you are a scientist and spend lots of time figuring these things out, you know, how do you actually determine what's good for you or not? And that's where the term believable comes in. And so part of my job is to basically curate different types of products or services or, you know, strategies that you can tap into. And, you know, as evidence to that need, that urgent need is, you know, we've seen this incredible number of books written on nutrition. And it's this fad and it's that fad. And truthfully, many of them probably don't even work for you. And so again, it's a matter of critical thinking, being, you know, smart in your choices, not being impulsive. And I found myself at times so excited by a certain product and spend tons of money only to find out that it was a dud. And so I've learned my lesson over time. So for today, it's an interesting topic, and a topic that you may be somewhat familiar with. You may be an expert at it. And if you're an expert at it, I love to hear any feedback that you have in regards to this. But it is about oxygen. So let me start off with this. We're all familiar with the concept of aging. But how familiar are you with some of the things that actually either cause it or slow it down? So one thing that we've discovered the last, you know, 10 years or so, and is driving a lot of what we're doing today, is inflammation and mitochondrial dysfunction underlies most, if not all, chronic diseases. And this is a new concept that is not necessarily taught in medical school. It seems like the consumer is more aware of that aspect than many of my colleagues out there. We got to change that. See, too much stress, environmental toxins, poor lifestyle choices like not getting enough physical activity, poor sleep habits, right? And even the SAD diet, you know what that is, right? The standard American diet, are all contributors to premature aging. But we all know that. You know, there's also new techniques in assessing, you know, your biological age, and you'll be shocked to find out that you're probably a lot older biologically than what you really should be. And then, of course, you've heard about telomeres. The rapid shortening of your telomeres decreases lifespan of your cells, and again, premature aging. And telomeres are an important part in senescence, where, you know, the body gets rid of the old cells. But if it goes too quickly, then you're going to age quickly too. But here's the thing. Lifestyle changes may not always be achieved easily. And for starters, like I kind of alluded to in the beginning, is what changes should you or can you actually make? You know, you try the supplements or IV therapies or detox, and, you know, you kind of do those things almost in isolation. I see this way too often. People are doing just one thing, thinking it's going to be the panacea and everything's going to change. But really, nothing really changes. You know, we got to stack things up, but then guided by the right people who understand the complexity of our biological systems and the ability of all these different things to work together. And all of these are actually good choices. But when you look at them in isolation, they're just not going to work. And a concept that I want you to understand, which is, you know, underlying all the successful, you know, treatment strategies, is simply this, is that the body has a natural capacity to restore form and function. I've been saying this for years. You know, the things that I would tell people, the question that I ask people or tell people to ask is, how do we harness the potential of the body to restore form and function? Because there is a body intelligence, there's a brain intelligence, and there's an energy intelligence. And by the way, as a side note, that is really the future. And I can't wait to begin to share with you the new insights that I've gotten about energy medicine. And these are medical devices. This is not, you know, the holistic touch or the therapeutic touch, which actually are viable options and they do work. But you want to go next levels up in your ability to heal yourself and give your body, you know, the types of energies it actually needs to restore form and function. But that's another story. So all of these are good choices. But I think for you listening, the bigger picture is also really important. You see, more and more people are getting sicker and sicker and faster than ever before. And this trend doesn't appear to be slowing down. In fact, you know, a 2019 study showed that it will cost an average of $400,000 in healthcare costs for a couple who retires at the age of 65. And $97,000 is actually your cost in premiums. So that means that $300,000 is spent out-of-pocket expenses for your treatments, hospitalizations, surgeries, and more. So that's a kind of scary thought. So unless you got, you know, a lot of savings to take care of that, you're out. And so it's incumbent on you to understand that risk and how to mitigate that by being healthy in the first place. Now, if you add your chances to have chronic disease that is ever increasing, in spite of maybe some of the healthy lifestyle choices that you're making, but we live in a toxic world. Lots of stress and chemicals all over the place and your microwave, and now we've got 5G. Yeah, 5G is actually a real thing, right? These electromagnetic waves are affecting the electromagnetic fields in your body. And if you haven't heard me say this before, and that is this, is that the heart, you know, every time the heart contracts, it sends electric signals through all the nerves to all the muscles throughout, right? But with electricity, what happens is that there's an electromagnetic field that's created. And that electromagnetic field then envelops all of your cells in your body. You got 70 trillion cells. In addition to that, it's going to radiate about 12 to 15 feet away from you. So any disruption of that electromagnetic field by the frequency of, say, 5G or, for example, a microwave oven, right, is going to influence that field and therefore your cells. How it does that, I mean, exactly what the consequences of that disruption is, I don't know. But we really want to find out. So think of all the things that you're exposed to on a constant basis that's going to cause you to age more quickly and also that can contribute to chronic disease. But here's the thing. If there was a way to avoid spending that much money, right, the $300K, you know, would you? You know, and I think most people would actually say yes. I mean, it's inconsistent with our natural desire to survive, right, to say no. But again, the question is, could you? And therein lies the problem again, because so many choices out there, many of which, as I suggested, are useless. And before you know it, you waste your money and you have no actual ROI. So you're almost failing even before you begin, because of the too many choices presented to you will not benefit you. And if you're smart enough, you'll realize that and you're kind of paralyzed in confusion. But part of our culture is that we're so used to convenience. And while nothing is ever better than smart lifestyle choices and food, exercise, sleep, and mindfulness, one thing we all cannot do without, and that is oxygen. Yep, that's it, oxygen. It's obvious, we take that for granted. But chronic low levels of oxygen are detrimental to your health, and more than likely, you know, you might be suffering from that and don't even know that. Because it is the very idea of oxygen that we do take for granted. And its lack underlies many of the chronic illnesses that we have with, hear this, that mitochondrial dysfunction and inflammation that I mentioned earlier that underlies so many chronic illnesses. So let's take breathing for one. You know, most people breathe too much and too shallow, such that you might actually be thinking that you have more oxygen in your system and you're okay, that it's a good thing, right? But the problem is that as you're breathing in so much oxygen, you're also breathing out too much carbon dioxide. And again, you think, well, carbon dioxide is toxic, right? Well, yeah, in high doses. But it's your carbon dioxide levels that determine if your red blood cells that actually carry the oxygen are actually capable of releasing the oxygen to the tissues. And you know what? The trigger is CO2. High CO2 levels, then the red blood cells are more likely to release the oxygen than if the CO2 levels are too low. And this release of oxygen is necessary in order for your mitochondria, those are the energy bodies in your cells, that make up, by some people's suggestion, 50% of the cell, making up that ATP, your energy molecule. Because without enough ATP, your cells cannot function properly. And that is essentially, you know, staying alive. So yoga, for example, is essentially a breathing exercise. And I believe originally it was designed to be just that, breathing exercise to optimize your oxygen levels. And I'm sure they weren't relying on scientific proof in those days, because this is centuries old, right? But they understood the effects of proper breathing at that time. In addition to, you know, optimal oxygen consumption, which we now can measure through proper breathing techniques, there are obvious other beneficial effects like balancing your autonomic system. So for you today, even though we're going to be talking about something even more exciting, well, this is still exciting, but even really something really cool that we can use in the clinical setting. But for now, a simple breathing technique to practice is just exhaling twice or three times as long as you're breathing in. So as you breathe in through your nose, and as you breathe out, you breathe throughout the mouth. But there are many, many other techniques you can read on with the philosophy and the culture and the science behind that. And interestingly enough, there's also breathing trainers. I got one right here. Breathing trainers that can help you optimize your oxygen levels and your consumption, because it's going to affect your CO2 levels as well. Here's the thing. Breathing is free. You can't do without it, and you might as well do it right. However, if you want to up your game on oxygen consumption, make your mitochondria work even better, and potentially, and I say this potentially, and in everything I share with you, I mean, I always have to add these disclaimers. I mean, I'm sharing this information with you with the best knowledge that I have, with the research that I've done, and it's up to you to determine that what I'm saying or the ideas that I'm sharing with you are relevant for you as well. That's incumbent on you. But there is a possibility of potentially reversing some of the conditions that are impacted by low oxygen, and a great place to start is ozone. Now, you're probably familiar with ozone. You know that the ozone layer is in the upper atmosphere. It actually protects us, you know, from solar rays. It's a component of smog as well, and many people will have actually concerns about ozone because all the smog reports are mentioning the ozone as the level of toxicity of the smog, when the ozone itself may not be the culprit in many of these cases, but actually all the other chemical fumes in there. Because the measurement of ozone is easily performed and it reflects the total contamination of smog. But ozone itself only contributes about 10 to 20% of the smog. So it's a lesser contributor to any toxic effects. And the rest are just toxic fumes. So today, I actually want to talk about using ozone in the clinical setting that has sufficient scientific evidence on efficacy and safety, particularly in Europe, as well as Russia, China, and many other countries. And this must be put in its proper context in the developing need of effective therapies in the coming years. And here's why. Our healthcare system, as is, will not be able to effectively take care of you in the coming years. First of all, it's becoming all too expensive. And in 8 years, we're going to be short of 100,000 doctors. The cost of drugs keep on going up. So we must find better and affordable alternatives to help us stay healthy that are safe. And even better if we can reverse chronic illnesses or at least improve the results of conventional therapy and all the different maladies that we see today, including cardiovascular disease, including strokes, including cancer, and especially including all the neurodegenerative disorders that we see today. You see, one thing I want you to remember is that everything is dependent on your cells and therefore your mitochondria in getting enough oxygen. I can't emphasize that enough. Poor breathing habits or cardiovascular compromise or pulmonary insufficiency are some of the reasons your cells are not getting enough oxygen or actually using it efficiently. In fact, oxygen utilization is perhaps the single most important predictor of your risk of chronic disease. So when was the last time you checked that? So optimizing oxygen consumption might be the single most important part of any treatment for chronic disease, as well as optimizing health. So let me let that sink in for a moment. You know, your oxygen levels and your ability to consume that oxygen is very much in your control and will have a major impact on either chronic disease or staying absolutely healthy. And we see in many different situations in the hospital how we offer oxygen to assist in your treatment protocols. So here's the thing. A reduction of oxygen availability will result in the dysfunction of your mitochondria and its ability to produce ATP, I mentioned that earlier, to reduce levels of damaging oxygen-free radicals. Now hear this, maintain the right intracellular voltage necessary for proper function of the cell, as well as the ionic transfers across the cell membrane. And these are things that you're not going to hear much about. But with my new work on energy medicine and the technologies to assess what's actually happening in the body and the technology that can start correcting that, we actually look at intracellular voltage and ionic transfers over the cell membrane. And I'm excited to be able to share with that with you in the future. So all of this is essential for healthy cell function. So oxygen delivery and utilization will also be compromised by many of the different things, including nutritional deficiencies, like lack of vitamin B, for example, your stress, I mentioned that earlier, the toxins, you know, that our body is not accustomed to and doesn't know how to deal with them. You know, obviously drugs, hormone imbalances, but guess what? Inadequate sleep and sedentary lifestyles. You know, physical exercise is a key component to your mitochondria's ability to efficiently use oxygen. So here is how ozone can help and why it's becoming so much more popular here in the United States, but already so popular over the last 100 years in Europe and other countries, and how you can actually get access to it. So here's a little historical perspective. Ozone was actually discovered in the 18th century by a Dutch scientist, none other. But it was not until the 19th century that it actually proved to not only sterilize water, but was also found to be antimicrobial, and it was used as a disinfectant. And this was about 70 years before, you know, antibiotics came on the scene. So today, as you probably know, ozone is widely used to purify water. Now, what's interesting and really cool is that the cost to make ozone is relatively inexpensive and therefore widely used as an effective treatment option in those countries with socialized healthcare needing to keep their costs substantially lower than what we actually have in the United States because they just simply can't afford it. You know, and on a side note, the U.S. spends twice as much money on healthcare, that's actually one-fifth of our GDP right now, than any other country, but yet ranks last compared to 11 other countries in efficacy of healthcare delivery and the quality of health. So let that sink in for a moment. And this isn't sustainable coming up. So what is ozone really? Now we're going to finally get to the meat of what ozone is. So the oxygen molecule is unstable as a single atom and therefore must combine with another oxygen atom. And now you got O2. Infrared lights or infrared rays can split the two atoms, which then seek another atom to combine with. And a certain percentage of those free oxygen atoms will actually combine with an oxygen molecule to then make O3, which is ozone. Now, ozone, O3, is very unstable and will quickly release that oxygen atom again, as that oxygen atom will find some other atom to connect with. So the delivery of this highly unstable molecule ozone into blood or tissues causes the quick release of oxygen atom, which then can be used by the cell. And the normal release of the oxygen molecule by the red blood cells, as I mentioned earlier, is very dependent on the levels of carbon dioxide. So low levels of carbon dioxide, then there's not a release of those oxygen molecules. So if you hyperventilate, you also reduce the levels of carbon dioxide in the blood, and thus the red blood cell holds on to the oxygen, not releasing it into the tissues. And therefore, your cells do not get enough oxygen. So ozone changes that, since the oxygen atom released is not dependent on the CO2 levels and is readily available for the cell to then use. Of interest for you, perhaps, when Nikola Tesla recognized the importance of ozone, he actually created the first ozone generator and patented it and founded the Tesla Ozone Company. So you have to agree with me that we need affordable alternatives to drug therapies. And that's become much more urgent than ever before. You know, in fact, many of the elderly are on more than 10 medications every single day, might be struggling in deciding what medicine to buy or what foods they can no longer afford to pay for their medicines. And it's so bad that scam artists prey on the elderly to help them make ends meet. Now, another problem is that many conditions don't have effective drug therapies, and this includes the rising antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So how does it actually work? So ozone increases the oxygen utilization by making it more accessible when levels of oxygen are reduced to either cardiovascular or pulmonary disease or the ability to use oxygen efficiently due to other toxic factors or genetic constraints or, as I mentioned, nutritional deficiencies. So ozone, when given, will support the immune system and can help reduce inflammation. And this in part through the release of cytokines, which are essentially chemical messengers that help modulate the immune response and thus eliminating foreign invasion of microorganisms, as well as combating things like cancer cells. Another thing that ozone will do, it increases the nitrous oxide production, which is an important modulator of the cardiovascular system and for heart health, immune function, as well as, sexual function. Now, ozone will also support the detoxification pathways in a variety of different ways. And it also plays an important role in neutralizing oxygen-free radicals. These are the unstable radicals that occur due to toxins or even normal metabolic processes that are actually missing an electron. And this unstable condition leads to these red radicals stealing electrons from other vital molecules, including nucleotides, that's part of your DNA, thus rendering them dysfunctional and possibly causing mutations in the DNA sequences that lead to other problems like cancer. So ozone is easily and affordably made. Pure oxygen is exposed to an electric current, which then breaks the oxygen atoms into two, as mentioned earlier. And about 2-3% of those atoms will combine to make ozone. Now, there are medically certified ozoneers made in Europe with the appropriate CE mark. And what's important with these ozoneers is the actual calibration, so you know exactly how much ozone is created and the volumes as well. Now, important in those ozoneers, so if you're one of those people that are getting ozone treatment, this is something you can ask. Because the materials used in an ozonator may actually release their toxins into the ozone itself because the ozone molecule is highly reactive. And so now you're consuming toxins. So it's really important that you have the appropriate type of ozone treatments. Now, different treatments requires different concentrations and volumes, as well as the number of sessions. And depending on the conditions, that will become pretty obvious. So what are these conditions that you're going to benefit from? Well, again, let's start off with healthy aging, right? Over time, the capacity of our body systems to restore itself reduces. And then by ensuring that your cells obtain sufficient oxygen on a regular basis, will indeed support optimum function and restore that capacity. Remember I mentioned earlier, the body has a finite capacity to self-regulate all the things that are happening in the body. And so by offering that oxygen will maximize or optimize the cellular function, increasing or optimizing that capacity to restore other challenges that the body has to face. And so slowing down the aging process, this is what we want. Again, oxygen is our most immediate requirement to sustain life. And I also mentioned earlier about cytokines. These are the immune messengers. And the immune system can be compromised for a variety of different reasons and also therefore be partly responsible for system-wide inflammation. It's not the only reason. But the unchecked immune system, right, can be responsible for conditions like multiple sclerosis, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and all of which may benefit from ozone therapy, either as a single therapy or just in combination. Again, these are conversations that you're supposed to have with your doc, but unfortunately, most docs are not familiar with ozone, and because it's not FDA approved, they're not going to tell you that it actually works, but there is so much scientific evidence that it does. Now, infections, be it viral or bacterial, will benefit from ozone therapy alone or actually enhance the effectiveness of other medical therapy. And ozone can be particularly beneficial with MRSA infections that seem to be widespread in hospitals. And one of the concerns, obviously, that we have as we develop new and more expensive antibiotics, you know, more resistance is going to occur. But there is no resistance against ozone because the ozone, what it does, it disrupts the cellular membrane and then the virus or the bacterium falls apart. Now, we also know that ozone can improve the cardiovascular system in various ways, including utilization, delivery of oxygen, as well as the reduction of atherosclerosis. And again, this is all scientifically proven. So this is all scientific fact. Non-healing wounds or ulcers, typically with reduced oxygen levels, whether it's due to diabetes or other cardiovascular problems, will also benefit and can lead potentially to complete healing. Ozone is actually widely used in periodontal disease, particularly those infections, and has proven to be very effective. So there are many other conditions with an underlying reduction of oxygen delivery and utilization, and the resultant dysfunction and also opportunistic infections that will benefit from ozone therapy. So how is ozone actually finally delivered? Well, it can be a localized injection into tissues or joints. And so it's a small amount, maybe a couple of cc, maybe up to 10 cc, depending on the area, say it's inflammation. In a muscle or a tendon, so it definitely can help with there. There's always that concern of what happens if you get it into a blood vessel. Well, that ozone dissipates so quickly that it's not likely to cause any emboli, which is a concern. But obviously, a judicious approach is always helpful. Saline infusion. Well, ozone that is flushed through the saline can then be given intravenously. And so the oxygen there or the ozone there quickly dissipates. And then there are some that would suggest, well, it's better to ozonate the blood. And that's an excellent choice too. It's there's very limited availability in this. But basically what happens, you've got a closed hemodialysis system. And so the blood is extracted, from you. Through tubing, goes into a filtration system, removes all sorts of toxins that you don't want, which is great. It is then exposed to ozone and potentially infrared light as well, and then it's returned, and it is the most effective way to get ozone into the body. You can also bathe the skin, either through bagging or cups, since the skin has the ability to quickly absorb ozone. So it's an easy way to get ozone into the skin, particularly if it's a local issue. So bagging is really helpful for non-healing wounds. And the way they do that is that the extremity, whether it's your hand or arm or your foot or your leg, is encased in a bag, and ozone is actually insufflated into the bag, making sure that none of that gets released into the free air. And, it passes through, and then there's a destructor at the end that kind of eliminates any ozone that goes free in the air. Now, repeated sessions are needed over time for the length of the healing that is needed. And so it's a really effective way to help non-healing ulcers. And then finally, an interesting approach is insufflation into the bladder or through the large intestine. This is a great way to introduce ozone into those areas that gets absorbed into the system. And this is something you could do at home as well. So what's important to recognize that ozone in of itself cannot be considered as a sole replacement in all cases. And many times it's best used in conjunction with other types of medical treatments, with the supervision of your doctors, of course. But unfortunately, the use of ozone in the U.S. is not approved since the FDA claims that there's not sufficient evidence of safety and efficacy and their concerns of toxicity. Well, an important note on this toxicity thing is that ozone should not be inhaled into lungs because it is toxic that way. but the general risk is extremely small. You see, if your lungs are otherwise healthy, your lungs are highly reactive to ozone, and even the smallest whiff of ozone will induce a keen cough response and will therefore likely minimize your inhalation that will then, potentially cause damage. Obviously people with some pulmonary compromise, but you got to be a little bit more careful. But it's really a very small risk, and it's not worth being too concerned about. Ozone generators that are CE marked have ozone destructors, which is an important part, that any ozone that's released is actually destroyed beforehand. So again, so the likelihood of having a problem with ozone is extremely small, and certainly less compared to the adverse effects of many of the prescribed drugs. Now, an exciting development in the application of ozone is the combination with heating the body. And the saunas have proved to be very beneficial in optimizing glucose regulation, reducing insulin resistance, boosting your immune system, increasing the production of BDNF, which is a bone-derived neurotrophic factor, and its positive effects on the brain, as well as reducing cardiovascular risks. 99%, if you didn't know this, 99% of all Finnish people use a sauna at least once a week, and about 50% do it multiple times a week, up to four times a week. And another interesting fact, I think it's about two-thirds of the population have their own sauna. You can actually find saunas in, community spaces like the ice hockey ring and even in the government cabinet. So go figure. The addition of ozone amplifies the results significantly of sauna treatments. And there are devices like the HOCAT, spelled H-O-C-A-T-T, my new favorite device, that combines hot steam, ozone, oxygen that you then breathe in, PMF, which is pulse-emitted magnetic frequency, and electric impulses all in one unit. And so basically, you sit in this unit. It's completely encased, just your head is outside. They make sure that there is no release of air around your neck. And now you're exposed to steam. You're exposed to the infrared light. You are exposed to the PMF and then the ozone. And so you repeat these treatments, on a weekly basis, basically to optimize you. So if you really want to get started somewhere, that's a great place to go and look. So this is just a very brief overview of the need for oxygen and the benefits of ozone therapy. And I know that ozone bars are becoming much more popular. I would probably stay away from, the ozone bars, but rather go to a clinic that is properly trained in the utilization of ozone and ensuring that you're the right candidate for the treatments. I think what is really important in how we approach our health optimization is this, is that understanding that our body has the blueprint of a perfectly functioning body. So what does that actually mean? Within very specific and limited parameters, the body is able to self-regulate and have the ability to be flexible and adapt to all the different conditions that are occurring. But that capacity is somewhat limited. And certainly in the world that we live in, especially with all the technological developments over the last, say, 100 to 200 years, combined with all the exposures to all the different toxins, and I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 7.1 trillion pounds of pollution is thrown into the environment every single year. So you are exposed to 200,000 toxins every single day. It's a scary thought, but it's the reality. And with that reality, we need to take better steps to ensure that we're optimizing our health. And so sometimes it's pretty easy to make these lifestyle choices, but it's not always that easy. And certainly in this world of consumerism and convenience, might just as well be easy to get some ozone therapy, which in of itself is a great tool, but never a standalone. Clearly, making smarter choices to optimize your health is going to be really important. But here is what's interesting. When you think of your body with a limited capacity of self-regulating, And with all these different attacks, many of which you're likely not aware of, it becomes insidious. And over time, this chronicity ultimately reveals its evil head with some sort of disease that you would rather not have. And so by optimizing your body's ability to get access to oxygen and utilize oxygen is really important. But an interesting biohack in this manner is ozone therapy. You also have hyperbaric oxygen, which also delivers, high levels of oxygen to optimize your body systems. And that certainly is an alternative. But I like the localized, injections of ozone therapy because it can benefit in a localized area immediately what those cells need to reduce the inflammation or start, the optimization of the cellular function so that it can correct any of the imbalances that are there. And so with all things that you do, you constantly have to realize this, is that your body has a limited capacity, but you can optimize that with all the smart choices. And certainly if you have any kind of medical condition, then it's definitely worthwhile to ensure that you're giving the body all the resources it needs to effectively address the problems that you are now facing. So once again, I hope this helps you today. It's a short intro into ozone. There's some great books out there. There's a Dr. Schellenberger that's done a fantastic job in bringing, ozone to this country and certifying doctors in the process of ozone therapy and really elevating the standard and a champion in ensuring that there's more access to these kinds of treatments. I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher. This is Prescription for Your Transformation, also part of the Doctor's Guide. And if you want more information, just reach out to me. My website is drrademacher.com, and happy to support and bring to you curated products, services, and looking towards the future of energy medicine, which really will shift the way that we are able to assess and treat patients in all dimensions of health and disease, and make it so that our healthcare system can deliver the type of medicine or healthcare that we all need. Also, to support you, I have a mobile app with tons of useful information and tips and tools that you can incorporate in your life right away. I've simplified these things so that you can start, optimizing your health. And as a quick example, if you're a coffee drinker, one of the things that is a problem with many coffees is that they contain mold. And this can enter your system, can release mycotoxins in your body, and then can disrupt your mitochondria. And it's a very unrecognized problem in our society. And oftentimes people will think this person is infected with a bacterium causing Lyme disease or is participating in neurodegenerative disorder. And so this kind of information that you previously were not aware of could possibly make a big difference in your life right now or in the future or a family member. And I've put all that information in the Doctor's Guide. It's a mobile app. And if you can't find it right away, because for some reason it's not easily found, on the App Store, both in Apple and in Google, that you could just simply go to my website. And on my website, there is a pop-up box that will invite you to download the app on your phone. And my website is drrademacher.com, and that's D-R and then R-A-D-E-M-A-K-E-R. And so I just can't emphasize enough my passion to help you with curated product services that will benefit you, as, we get all that information as to how our body actually works, the 10,000 named parts that we actually have, and how we can actually do that naturally with scientifically based information so that you can make a big difference for yourself and others. Because there's nothing more magical than having a healthy and optimized vital body with great mental acuity that can just absolutely enjoy everything that's happening all the time. So once again, thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Join Dr. Bart Rademacher live right here on StarWorldwideNetworks.com or on demand 24/7.